16 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets on this Wednesday. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Dollar trade is up a little this morning as the euro struggles over the concerns of the Germany's political leadership going forward. Overall, the landscape looks like the dollar should remain under pressure, which should support commodities in general. Crude trade is down a little bit this morning, and we did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. Looking at current price action, March corn, 364 and a quarter, up three quarters. May corn, 371 and a half, up a quarter. New crop December, 393 and a half, steady on the day. March soybeans, 986 and a quarter, steady. May beans, 997 and a half, down a quarter. New crop November, 1004 and a half, down a penny. March meal, currently up $1.70 a ton at $333.40, and March soybean oil, $33.19, up $3. Switching to the wheat markets, March Chicago wheat, $4.51, up 4 and 3 quarters. July Chicago wheat, $4.77 and 3 quarters, up 4 and 3 quarters as well. March Kansas City wheat, $4.74 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. And Minneapolis wheat is up a quarter, base of the March at $6.08 and a half. Trade lining up for tomorrow's USDA supply demand report. U.S. corn carryout expected to be 2.467 billion bushels in a range from 2.402 to 2.547. Soybean carryout expected to be 488 million in a range between 455 and 540. Wheat carryout is expected to decline slightly, probably going to be offset by declining production estimates. World carryout production numbers are expected to slip modestly, except for Brazil's soybean production, which is expected to be up about 1.5 million metric tons. Equity market woes and fund money flows continue to see guide the futures market and watch for timing being done today. Additional fund short covering should be expected unless the USDA throws us a serious curveball in tomorrow's numbers. Chart resistance is pennies above the market as we look forward to today. Beans appear to have a little less resistance above the market, but weather talk and South American temperatures should moderate soon, easing crop stress. Finally, a possible government shutdown down does create some economic turmoil, but lasting impact on our markets is not expected. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that update this morning. That's Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. 16 degrees right now, coming up on 8:59. Let's take a look at current conditions in the WIOL listening area. Bit of a chilly start to the day, especially with that wind out of the northwest, but wind shouldn't be too much of a factor as we move on through the day. Right now in Urbana, we're at 16 degrees with a relative humidity of 85% and wind out of the northwest around 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies in Bloomington, normal, 12 degrees. Northwest wind there at 9 miles per hour. 16 degrees in Decatur. At last check, a little fog being reported there to our west. A northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies and 18 degrees in Danville with a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. In Charleston, Mattoon, they're still reporting some fog in that area with a temperature of 18 degrees and a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour. In Rantoul, partly cloudy skies, 15 degrees and a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. Checking your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard for this Wednesday, partly sunny skies and a high of 22 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight and cold, will drop down to a low of 8 degrees. For the day tomorrow, mostly cloudy and will start to warm up just a bit with a high tomorrow of 30 degrees, and then Friday mostly cloudy with a high of 38. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 16 degrees at 9 o'clock.